spot. They are 6-2 overall, 5-1 in the conference. Miss out on the conference crown, but more importantly, get into the postseason party.
And this is a team that already met the elite of the Greater Thumb Conference. They got blown out by Harbor Beach not too long ago, and also against Reese also a couple of weeks ago. So they've seen the competition. They can prove they can have some comeback victories. But mentally, even the head coach said this for the Lakers. He says, we got to get to there mentally to not give up in the first or second quarters. And that's something you got to do even here in today's game with the Caseville Eagles here against the Owen Gage Bulldogs. By the way, Lakers, like you said, clinched that playoff spot. It's good to get that now because you never know where you're going to get against Emily City. The bottom rung is a blue out area conference, but you don't want to go in there worried about, you know, winning that game against a BWAC team that's taking on some tough competition.
For the Bad Axe Hatchets, Tommy Morneau with at the quarterback position, 13 throws for 87 yards. Bailey Heinz, 3 receptions, 53 yards. Matt McVay and Tyler Labor ran for 31 and 33 yards, respectively, in the loss against the Lakers. And now we switch to 8-man football last night. The North Huron Warriors in a shootout win over the Kingston Cardinals, 46-36. 3 North Huron players rushed for over 100 yards in that victory. Brandon Moore, 213 yards and 2 TDs on 29 carries. Kyle Case, 15 carries, 104 yards, and a team-high 3 touchdowns. Nick Strozewski, 102 yards on the ground and 1 touchdown on 10 carries. A great night for the North Huron Warriors.
A great recovery. You know, they've had some problems in the middle of the season. They had that big victory early in the season against the Decorville Eagles, defeating the defending state champions in the eight-player league. But a key thing is having the return of Brandon Moore. It seems like he's back in full healthy. He was out for a couple games there, maybe played a couple, quarters here and there last week. But it's good to have Brandon Moore, your major stud of the North Huron Warriors. And they're 5-3 right now. That should be enough to get into the eight-player playoffs. But I think, only 16 teams get in at this point?
Yes. Yep.
So, you know, it's really tight right now.
You keep in mind that that game last night, the 46-36 was the final, but it was 30-30 heading into the fourth quarter. So that was a fast and furious fourth quarter in that Kingston game. Kingston quarterback Joe Behrens was 13 of 23 for 174 yards passing and 3 touchdowns. Eric Hartzell with 3 touchdown receptions on 76 yards. And the Akron Fairgrove Vikings beat the Dryden Cardinals by a score of 36-26. Akron Fairgrove now 7-1 on the season, scored 22 points in the second quarter to secure the win. Kyle Aldrich, the stud at quarterback for the Vikings, in the air through passes of 21 of 35 for 326 yards and 4 TDs. Aldrich with connecting with Drew Heiser 8 times for 230 yards and 3 touchdowns on the night for the Vikings. They and the Owen Gage Bulldogs split that Mid-Michigan 8-man football title, and who knows, may connect again in the playoffs.
And also, it's neat to get that 7-1 victory there. It helps, hopefully, to get a home game in the first round of the eight-player league, depending how the points pair out.
Exactly.
For both Akron Fairgrove and Owen Gage. So.
And a couple more scores to get everyone up to speed on. Of course, North Huron beat Kingston, but Peck beat your Decorville Eagles last night. What's going on with the Eagles, the defending state champions in 8-man football this year? They are on the verge of perhaps maybe not making the playoffs.
I said this back in week one. Are they drunk off that state championship they won? Oh, Kool-Aid, of course. You know, they had some suspensions. Some players are ineligible. They actually lost a game. They had to forfeit a game because of an ineligible player playing for 2 minutes. Uninterrupted grade later on, it did not help. It was a confusion. But I credit Deckerville for self-reporting that, saying that they had an ineligible player out there. Although it was only for 2 minutes, they reported it. They got the loss. They needed the win to get a share of that NCAA player title. But congratulations to the Peck Pirates, the real deal. They beat Lawrence. Lawrence, a good team. I had mentioned Lawrence kind of hung in there, but Peck Pirates are the NCAA player outright champions.
56-8 was the final in that one. And the other game in NCAA, yes, it was. Cardinal Mooney, 55, New Haven Merritt Academy, 0 on the night. And then today's action, CPS at Lawrence, that game played at Weberville High School. And, of course, the game that you will hear right here on Cruise 102 FM, the Owen Gage Bulldogs taking on the Caseville Eagles. And, Eddie, we talked about it. The experience that the Caseville Eagles will gain by dropping down to the junior varsity level will come in and pay off twofold come next season and then seasons beyond, because we talked about in the opening segment of this pregame show here, the kickoff show on Cruise 102 FM, you get those kids used to getting into the end zone. You build some confidence. You get a couple victories under your belt, and then it just snowballs from there.
And hopefully you learn from the earlier meeting Caseville had against Owen Gage in week two back in September 6th, 54-0. They got shut out. They also played against Akron Fairgrove in week one, playing a varsity game against Akron Fairgrove, 54-24. I like the fact that they were able to score some points. They know they can score some points. They played the JV schedule. They played against some tough JV teams, especially they are in the NCTL League. That is not an easy league. I credit Caseville for sticking to that league. I know they're being trying to get pulled into the Mid-Michigan 8-man league. No dice. They want the competition. I credit Caseville for doing that. And like I said, a lot of young players on there, 9th and 10th graders, you have a lot of the bulk. I would say 80% of that team is built up of that. But as I mentioned, control the tempo of the game, you can stay in the game against the Engage Bulldogs.
How about the Engage Bulldogs? Quinn Smith, their leading rusher on the season, 1,811 yards on the season, averaging almost 13 and a half yards a carry. Again, just an absolute bulldozer out there for the Engage Bulldogs. And we'll see come playoff time if they can keep this momentum going and perhaps make a good strong playoff push.
And Engage has got to do the same thing too, keep the ball in control too, but more so for Caseville. You keep the ball out of Quinn Smith's hands, you're going to have a chance in this game.
Jake Wright at quarterback, 13 for 25 on the season, 284 yards. That tells me that this is a predominantly run-oriented offense. And you look at the rushers they have here, add them up quick, you got 3, 6, 9, almost 12 rushers that get in or on the stat sheet this season. So that tells me that this is going to be a ground-and-pound type of game on both sides for Caseville and for Engage.
All right, we'll be back. We got to get some sponsors in. And we'll be back here on Cruise 102.1 WRW Sports.
Life is full of difficult choices, but switching to a water furnace geothermal heat pump is not one of them. Water furnace units use the free renewable energy in your yard to save up to 70% on heating, cooling, and hot water. There's a 30% renewable energy tax credit, and for a short time, you'll save even more. The Perfect Choice Savings Event offers up to $2,000 in instant rebates on select water furnace geothermal packages.
Hi, this is Matt Reaver. Get up to a $2,000 instant rebate when you install a water furnace geothermal system from B&D Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing in Bad Axe. We support local sports and the pursuit of academic excellence.
More Shoreline Chevrolet Buick and Sebring invites you to stop in and check out the 2014 Chevrolet Silverado 1500 four-wheel drive LT Crew Cab. It boasts a maximum payload of more than a ton and trailering capacity up to 11,500 pounds. And with several models to choose from, you could lease a new 2014 Silverado for as little as zero down and $299 a month. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details. At More Shoreline Chevrolet Buick, M25 and Sebring, get your new Silverado and find new roads.
What's the matter, sports fan? I see. You're stuck at another boring family function on game day, huh?
Uh-huh.
Ouch. Tough luck, fella. All you want is your easy chair, a cold drink, and the big game on your big screen. Well, you may be stuck at little baby What's-Its birthday party, but you can still stay in touch with all your game day action.
Huh?
Because you have a smartphone from Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb. Thumb Cellular has 41 4G LTE towers in the thumb area with up to 10 times the speed of 3G. That's right, access to the latest sports scores faster than your favorite wide receiver. Is right. With 41 Thumb Cellular 4G towers and the thumb bringing you those kinds of speeds, it's like you're at the game.
Woohoo! Honey? Honey? Honey?
Huh?
Who are you talking to?
Head to your nearest Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, or Sandusky. Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb.
The iPhone 5S and iPhone 5C are now available at Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb.
It's homecoming in Caseville again, and we at Caseville Public School would like to thank everyone in our community who joined us in making it memorable. We've had many exciting changes this year, and while the building may look different, our tradition of quality and excellence in education remains the same. From the seniors preparing to enter into college, to the littlest members of the Caseville family just starting out in our new pre-K program, we're proud to call ourselves Caseville Eagles. With athletic programs that boast a no-cut policy and never make student athletes pay to play, along with creative opportunities like drama and classroom music offerings from kindergarten through 12th grade, it's no surprise we want to show off our Eagle pride. So let's cheer on our Caseville Eagles, and whether you're a parent, community member, current student, or former graduate, we thank you for joining us as we celebrate our past and soar into the future here at Caseville Public School. Fire up, Caseville, and let's go Eagles.
Hi, Scott Provost here with the Moore Auto Group, Moore Motor Sales in Carroll, and Moore Shoreline and Sebring. I'm proud to be a member of the Thumb's winning auto sales team, where I can put more than 20 years